So the conversion of St. Paul, what a great moment in salvation history. The apostle to the Gentiles, which I assume is all of us, Gentile origin, that we have come to know Christ through his church because of the preaching of St. Paul. In this great moment of encounter, which as we have here is famously depicted as him falling off the horse and encountering this great light as we heard in that first reading. This moment was such an important part of his life that his friend Luke, St. Luke, who wrote Acts of the Apostles, tells us the story of his conversion three separate times. There were two options for the first reading, and those are two of the accounts, and there's actually one more account in the Acts of the Apostles. This is a good day to reflect on the historical event, this thing that really happened to this man, and the amazing impact in his own life personally, how his life must have changed. And so maybe we can use this to reflect upon our own life, our own conversion. What has been that moment where we were, quote unquote, knocked off our horse? It may not have to be so profound as St. Paul's, but can you point to that moment of encounter where things changed radically for you? And then to envision the rest of St. Paul's story, just as the account was given to us. And if you go back to read the other option for the first reading, the conversion that Ananias went through. So these readings show to us the involvement of the entire church in our life as disciples, that we're not on a solitary journey. Ananias was a key player in the conversion of St. Paul. He had to go through his own conversion because he had heard the stories of this man who was killing Christians, killing those along the way. He had to trust Jesus. So maybe that's the part of the story that pertains to us today. Maybe there's someone in your life who needs to hear the gospel, that needs to be accompanied in their conversion, but because of their past, because of the choices that you know they've made, you're reluctant to be friends with them. Maybe the conversion of St. Paul can help convert our hearts to preach the gospel to even those people. But then St. Paul went to the church. And he encountered Ananias, and he encountered the others, and he was brought through baptism. And then, as we know St. Paul's story, he was never alone on his journey. He always had a companion with him. So who are the companions the Lord has brought into your life? Who are you being asked to be a companion to as they proclaim the gospel? This moment of encounter for St. Paul changed his life, but the reason why we're celebrating this day is because, as St. Jose Maria says, conversion is a moment, sanctification takes a lifetime. That he didn't just have this encounter and have this emotional experience and then go back to a former way of life. That he continued to go deeper and deeper into the heart of the Father. So where are we on that journey? So if we can point to that moment of encounter, or those many moments of encounters that we've had with the Lord, are we with St. Paul continuing to go deeper into the heart of Jesus? Where he could write in one of his later letters that, I have finished the race, I have fought the good fight. He persevered to the end. This was a world-changing moment in the life of this man. We may not have the same, famously impact in the world, but our encounter with the Lord today, right here in the Holy Eucharist, can be, should be, world-changing. Maybe the Lord will knock you off your horse this morning as you receive the Holy Eucharist. And maybe you will hear those words to get up and go. Get up and go out into the whole world and proclaim the good news.